Well, we're checking with voters that we met on our election road trip, but one we've checked in with for years is Toni Halla. She owns the Canterbury store in Canterbury, New Hampshire, a staunch Republican. But when we spoke during the primaries, she was struggling with who to vote for.
For the first time in my life, I'm not sure. I'm disappointed in all of it this time.
Toni joins us from the Canterbury store. You are always the most feisty and convinced Republican we'd meet.
Yes.
You were not this time, but you ended up supporting Donald Trump.
I did.
How are you feeling today?
I'm shell-shocked. I was convinced Mrs. Clinton was going to win, and I didn't watch anything last night. I had college football, whatever game on, and then my husband called me first thing in the morning and said, quoted Al Michaels in the Dream Team when we beat Russia in the Olympics. Al Michaels said, "Do you believe in miracles?" And that's what my husband said to me on the phone.
But are you convinced that...
I'm scared to death.
Why? Why?
He's a loose cannon. I don't even know what he's about.
Well, you know how this sounds to people who say, well, you think he's a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
We do, too. And you helped put him in office.
We have that. And I'm very surprised. I did not expect this. I think it's probably because we're so disaffected. Is that the proper use of
mm-hmm.
Everybody is so... voters always have to have a whipping boy. And that was Mrs. Clinton.
Well, so do you think that there might be other voters like you who voted for Donald Trump to make a statement about how unhappy you are?
Yes, absolutely.
And now are maybe worried?
Slightly worried, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about your party, Toni? I mean, how does it...
What a mess, huh?
What
a mess.
How does your other favorite candidate, Mitt Romney, when he ran, how does he now work together with somebody he tried to defeat?
Oh, boy. Speaking of parties, it's going to be... After the speech last night that Donald Trump was gracious, and I think he has some maturity and such in him, and I think there might be hope after all. We have to do a lot of house cleaning and maintenance, and, well, a lot of people do house cleaning. They buy a house that's falling down, and they fix it up.
So that's your hope.
That is.
Well, Toni Halla of the Canterbury Country Store in New Hampshire, we'll see you in 4 years.
Okay, it's a plan, Robin. Thanks a lot.